Hey guys, welcome to Real Estate Happens. I'm here today with a great friend of mine, Wes Koons. It is so awesome to have him in the studio today. We also have another special guest, Abby, a little German Shepherd. She's hanging out with us. Wes, great to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thanks for having us, and thanks for having Abby as well. You know, been in real estate 30 years, and just coming over to your real estate firm and checking out how you do podcasts. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I'm super excited about this because you have a podcast, VB Healer. I know you do a lot of Reiki and a lot of really, really great stuff. You work with a lot of veterans on getting those people healed and getting those people squared away. So it's amazing to me that you're able to be a full-time broker and run a very successful Century 21 office, but then also do this. Tell us a little bit about how you got into that and kind of what it's meant to you and kind of where all that's going.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. You know, my spiritual awakening started about 5 years ago with an incredibly haunted house. And,
I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It put me in a place I wasn't used to be in. As a former Marine, we're comfortable walking towards gunfire. However, when there's something picking you up and throwing you across the room that you can't see, it's going to wake you up a little bit. So I ended up meeting these healers and finding out there is just lots of things that I didn't understand. And when it was all said and done, yeah, I needed to do something different, and that was rebuild my life. And so I took my first Reiki class, and in short order, I realized I had some gifts that maybe not everybody does. And I started healing people, and so far I've done over 1,000 professional healing sessions.
So tell us a little bit more for the people in the audience that don't know or don't understand, what is Reiki and kind of what's the history behind that and how that came to be?
Sure. Reiki is the Japanese version of the Catholic Church hands-on healing. Master Usui wanted to know how Jesus healed people back in the day, so he went on a pilgrimage. When he came back, Jesus had showed him how to do it, so he created the Reiki program. We connect with the Holy Sacred Spirit. That energy flows through our crown chakra, as my German Shepherd's biting me right now.
Yeah, she's trying to heal you.
Yeah. So it flows through your crown chakra and to heal yourself or the person that you're working on.
That's amazing. And, you know, and how long ago was it that you started this?
About 4 years now.
Well, I mean, you actually started seeing patients, correct?
Doing it professionally about 2.5 years ago.
That's amazing. Well, I'm really happy that you're here today. I know you and I have in the last couple years, we've had some losses in our lives. We're, you know, for those of you who don't know, I love my dogs, and and so does Wes. And I know Wes lost Kennedy earlier this year, and that was very sad. We got Kennedy's little mad demon replacement here, and then I know you just lost Sugar the other day, so our heart goes out to you on that. So
thank you, I appreciate it. It's always hard losing the ones we love.
It really is. I tell you, I'm watching her little alligator over there, and Nimmy is the same way. She just like chews on you all the time. So, well, guys, I just wanted to take a short time here, kind of introduce Wes and let you know that Wes is going to be having a podcast coming up here real soon. And it's going to be about what the work that he's doing within the community and the work that he's doing with people. And we're just so really excited to see that come to fruition. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, that podcast is going to be called Enlightenment Unknown. And the first 10 or 15 episodes is going to go through the entire spiritual awakening, going through that haunted house, going through connecting with Native American medicine woman to help fix things, exorcisms, you name it. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. And it's going to be available for the public.
It's going to be great. So we're looking forward to it. Guys, until next time, this is Real Estate Happens, and we'll see you soon. Get out there and sell a house.